I am Neil.
I'm Veronica. We fell in love when we were 16, and here we are talking about what life is all about for us. Thank you for joining us.
This is a Life Is podcast with Neil and Veronica.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while, and welcome back to Life Is with Neil and Veronica.
Yay!
I was checking. You can see the smile on Veronica's face if you're watching this, and you can probably tell how glowing she is. She's talked about how much she's missed this connection, how much she's missed this community. And yeah, I was just checking, and it's been almost close to a year next week since we released an episode, which is hard to believe, where we've talked about different things. And so obviously over the last 51 weeks, a lot has changed, a lot has evolved. And a lot has, you know, happened in our life that I'm sure we'll get over to. But what we want to start off with and what we want to wish to all of you is life is a happy you year. So if you've ever listened to one of our episodes where we've celebrated a beginning of the year, you've noticed that we don't maybe like or strongly dislike the word new. Or new you, whatever it may be. And there's a lot of maybe reasons behind that. And I'll let Veronica get to that as she gets very excited. And so what we want to talk about, and if you've seen some of our social media, Veronica talks about the you year, right? Talking about how we're going to celebrate you, or you can celebrate you, whatever it may be. And really, I'll let Veronica take it from here. Not really think about new and what the word new maybe has behind it. So I know Veronica had some thoughts before we talked about that word, and I'll let her speak that out.
I don't know where to start because I feel like I have a lot to say about that. So yes, first of all, happy you year. That's not, I don't know what a verbal typo would be, but it's not, right? Everyone's saying happy new year. And for some reason, that was so triggering for me this year. So in the last year, I personally have done a lot of work on myself. We've had a lot of different podcasts talking about all of these different things. And I feel like I was able to kind of dive into some of it, action some of it, and start to dive into myself even more than what we've, you know, spoken about before. So as you can probably recall in the last month, maybe even 2 months, I don't even know when like New Year's kind of reels start to pop up, but there's a lot going around about being like, we're in the last 6 weeks of the year. What are you doing to end off the year? Like just all of this stuff that really created an urgency that there was like this expiration date to anything that you wanted to accomplish in 2024, as if whatever like a negative word of miraculous would be, but like as if, you know, when the clock strikes midnight in almost Cinderella-like fashion, you're going to lose your glass slipper and it's going to be gone forever and you're never going to recover it. And I think that that's absolutely ridiculous. So I think maybe that's why Happy New Year felt really triggering for me this year, is because I just thought to myself, why can't we just continue? Why can't we still continue the progress? Why can't you keep going? Why is it that, you know, there's this sense of urgency of like starting to hyperventilate about, oh my gosh, yes, there's, you know, 6 weeks left, 1 month left, 1 week left, 24 hours left, 2 minutes left before 2025. And for me, what I'm trying to really embrace is the progress and all of what could be small steps that add into big changes, and that's not all for naught. Like it's not all lost. It's like when you read a book, like you turn pages and you turn chapters and, you know, you get into new things. And so I really loved saying happy you year. Because I think we're all getting into this, maybe be it an era, thank you, Taylor Swift, of investing in ourselves, taking time for ourselves. I think we're getting away a little bit more from the hustle culture of things. And so there's a lot of things that I want to talk about you, year, about yourself, about all the things of like what that means to me.
Yeah, one of the things that I appreciate about the end of a calendar year, and not necessarily thinking of it as an end where you have to squeeze everything in like you just mentioned, is reflecting on all of our positive feelings and accomplishments and connections that we have been able to make over, let's say, 12 months. And it's really, I guess, just a way or a checkpoint for us that we've done over the last 2 or 3 calendar years to sort of say, like, what have we really liked? What did we not like? What do we want to change? And really starting to move away from like, what do we want to do or make ourselves new, which we don't like talking about, and how do we want to make updates or changes or improvements, and how do we want to continue the progress that we've made over a calendar year and continue that on and make even greater strides for another calendar year. Because, you know, anything is sort of arbitrary when you look at, you know, there's 24 hours in a day, there's, you know, 12 months in a year, right? And it's all based off of a lot of the science behind how our Earth revolves around the sun and all that. And that's how it was sort of given to us. But when you look at what is your own personal progress for you, there is no timeline. There is no calendar that you have to follow. You take it one day at a time, one step at a time, as you just mentioned, and you can be proud of any forward progress that you do make and learn from any backwards progress that may happen to you, whether it's something within your control or without, or not in your control, right? And a lot of the control has been, or the thoughts about control have been the focus, especially for us and our family and our kids who have really grown into their own maturity, have been able to flourish. And what I love is that we've been able to pass on a lot of the, you know, you mentality to them, and to see them really focus on what they want or what they prefer, or, you know, their choices and what makes them happy. And if it makes them happy to make somebody else happy, that's great, or whatever it may be. I really enjoyed that part of the last year of our family, which I feel like we have chosen to focus on a lot in the last 12 months, and thinking about the updates that we want to make this year. One of the things that we reflected on is the void of a community. And we've talked about a lot of community aspects in previous episodes where it really helps you to make progress or to feel something, connection, what it is. And this community was a lot of that for us, where we've had to think about how do we reintegrate this on a consistent basis. So I know there was a lot in there, and especially talking about making updates, but I sort of want to get your feelings on that mentality when it comes to the start of a new month or a new calendar year.
Yeah, well, when you were talking about updates, I think that was kind of a light bulb for me too. And another reason why I didn't love the word new, and why I don't love the word new, is because for me, and like, you know, words have a lot of different meanings for everybody. But for some reason, when I think of new, I think of, well, that means something is either old or done with or expired or like to be like regifted or trashed or, you know, like just be rid of something. So when Neil and I actually logged into even this platform, like Neil had mentioned, I can't believe it's been almost a year. That's bananas. There were updates that needed to be made to this platform. And some of it is new, right? Some of it had to do with making updates and looked different. And it made me think, like, that's kind of like a mentality that I want to take too, is like, I think it's more about making updates, and it's not necessarily like there's only one of us, right? We don't get to kind of restart anything. And like Neil and I had some conversations, which we actually didn't record, which was kind of like the mantra of the podcast is trying to record all of our conversations that we have. But we have these conversations about, you know, like, what do we want to take into the new year, into 2025? And what did we like from 2024? What are some things that we were reflecting on? And so I think that's one thing that I want to take on. And like, it made me think of when I log into my work computer, especially my work computer loves making updates. It's very random. I don't know when they're happening. You know, sometimes you get the pop-up where it's like, you need to make an update. Do you want to delay this by 15 minutes or like 4 hours? And it's like, for me, Neil's laughing because I'm like, I will tell you. I'm going to tell you when I want to make the update. You're not going to tell me when you're going to make the update. But there's a lot of different updates. And there's a reason for that, right? Whatever that might be. Don't need to get into anything technical. But I think I'm going to try to embrace that more this year.
I also think about when you don't make the updates when it comes to technology and the parallels between us is like really the difficulties that a computer may have, or it falls behind, or it becomes outdated. I mean, not to say that we become outdated, but if you don't listen to what you maybe need or what you're truly aiming towards, and you delay those updates, or you don't, you know, focus on what you need, then sometimes things just don't operate as optimally as they should. And we work very synonymously as a system when it comes to that. I think there's a lot of parallels when you talk about delaying updates and like pushing them off. And, you know, like then, you know, things just, they feel off and you're like, you know, I don't quite understand like what I'm going through, or you have to sort of like, you know, cut out the noise and reflect. Possibly, you know, talk to other people and really just realize that like there are things that you want to do to make updates for yourself, for, you know, where you want to go and what direction. So I think there's a lot of parallels when you talk about, you know, technology and updates and what we want to do, because, you know, sometimes people are just, oh, I'll just get a new computer. And as you said, well, you can't just say like, well, I just want to get a new me. Like there's none of that. There's nowhere you can do that. So really focusing on what updates you can make, what you can carry through, and really just, again, take the time to really push what you want and what makes you happy and all that we've talked about in previous episodes when it's, you know, the chapters of your life and really focusing on like what story can be still written for all the empty pages that lie ahead.
Yeah. And it's being realistic too, right? Like, can you imagine if we carried our 5-year-old self into this year and like didn't make updates and didn't grow and didn't evolve? And, you know, I mean, it's been really neat to see our 5-year-old actually turn 6. But I think like it's necessary, like you said. And updates can mean so many different things for everyone, right? So for me, I feel like I've, you know, worked a lot on different mindsets and things like that. I'm really going to embrace like the slowness, the simplicity. So slowing things down, saying no was a big thing last year. That was a big thing for me. And I feel like I was actually pretty successful at that, because we talked about in other podcasts, right? Like if you haven't heard that one yet, but we were saying, when you say no to something, it creates space and it means you can say yes to something else. Or if you say yes to too many things, then, you know, the alternative to that is that you're just saying no to other things that you want to do. So it's about being more intentional, I think, about that space too.
I think one thing that this, you know, platform that we were more consistent with, and, you know, we look forward to being consistent again in 2025 with this conversation, is just the ability to have conversations with whoever it is that you want to have conversations about you, and having that space for somebody else to talk about them, and to really allow that to be out in the world, to say it out loud. As we said in the past, is when you say things out loud, when you put it out there and you have that accountability to whoever it is you trust, or that is closest to you. It really allows those updates to feel more tangible, or it could be written down, whatever it is. But I think when you have too many things floating around, when the noise is too chaotic, having these conversations, maybe starting these conversations, it allows those updates to feel like they're taking place. You can, you know, take that one step at a time and really just allow things to flourish at their own pace, right? And there's no set rules as to when, where, and how they should finish. It's really whatever you want. And I think that's the word that we're going to carry into a lot of the conversations we have this year, is whatever you set it out to be, that's great. And you're the one that holds that and really allows it to be that way. So I love Happy New Year. I think that's going to be one of those things that we keep. We'll stay away from the life is trash and maybe just, you know, more focus on, you know, what's in the life is suitcase. So, which, you know, for us, travel is a big thing. We did a lot of it in 2024, which I do think played a lot into us and our experiences and not maybe focusing on the conversations and just really living in the moment. So we did adventure into a lot of different places in the world, and I'm thankful for that. And one thing that I do really recognize about traveling is you do get a lot of perspective about what you appreciate, but you also get a lot of perspective about what you don't even realize is out there in this world. And one of the things that I really liked when we went there, which was Portugal this year, was we were at the westernmost point of Europe, which we happened to be able to just soak in. And the viewpoint of the horizon when there's nothing out there is quite spectacular. And it's like you could actually see the curve of the earth. I don't know if it's like a way to describe it properly. But just being able to soak in that we were without obstructed view of the entire like land, and all you could see was ocean. And I think I pulled up, you know, the map, and I said, like, if you could draw a straight line across this, you'd be, you know, somewhere in Newfoundland in Canada, like from west to east. And it was just quite a spectacular realization of like the world that we live in. And I think that's what I love most about traveling, especially with you, Veronica, is just being able to experience those parts of life. And I think it allows for those updates to, you know, maybe recalibrate or whatever it may be for us. But yeah, that was definitely a huge part of 2024 for us.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of those moments that we're going to carry into more podcasts ahead. And I missed it so much. I love having these conversations with you, and I love podcasting with you. And I maybe want to go back to when you were talking about community, because we did reflect on this. I do really miss that a lot. And I know, so if you've listened to us before, Neil's the one that usually does a lot of like the reading and the things of like the different theories and what people say and everything else. And I've heard some of it too, but I think either shockingly or surprisingly or both, the number one, someone said this, I don't know if you should quote us or not, but you know, we're here just to share like messages and cheering you on in life and all the messages I feel like we all need to hear. But the number one aspect of like health and wellness in your life or something like that, Neil can totally elaborate on this, is shockingly / surprisingly / both community. And I really felt that, especially in the last 6 months, I would say, in terms of like that void, especially, right? Wanting to take time and, you know, focusing on me and getting healthier and like all the things. But I really miss that aspect of community a lot.
Yeah, I don't know who said it. I'd have to just, I guess, go back and find the exact quote. But you're right. the number one predictor of success or mental health or physical health or whatever it is that you want to achieve is having community, right? And it doesn't mean community in the sense of like where you live. It is more the sense of a community of like-minded people there to support you and to have conversations with you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in a physical form, right? And, you know, I think about a school community, right? And how when a school community has one particular set of values or objectives, and another school community close by has a different one, the outcomes of the children at the end of, let's say, even a school year are very different. And we're truly lucky to have a very strong school community for our children who push, teach, and have the objective of a growth mindset, which really aligns well with what we have. And there are other schools close by in our community that don't necessarily, I wouldn't say that they have the opposite mindset, but they don't push that same objective that our school community does. And I can just see in our children, because they get that message, you know, whether it's at home or with peers at school, is that you can just see that they have that grasp of the community. And surprisingly enough, some of our children actually choose to do school activities that we wouldn't even necessarily know that they're doing, or that they just chose on their own, whether it's choir or whether it's chess club or whether it's, you know, like a student council type thing. And we find these things out because their community that they have there allows them for the comfortability to choose these things, to be a part of what they're achieving. And that's sort of the community aspect. And that's obviously, an in-person form, but it can be in a podcast form where you have a community of like-minded people that want to grow, that want to talk about, you know, having a you year or having, you know, chapters in their life that they want to continue to write, whatever it is. So I know that, you know, this year there's going to be a strong focus on that for you and I, Veronica, to make sure that that community we have started to build, we can continue to build or just maintain, right? We're not looking to make anything out of this other than something where we can have conversations, have a space to share our ideas and thoughts, and allow people to, again, share their thoughts and ideas in any way, shape, or form. And I know that one thing that you loved a year ago and back even in 2023 was hearing from the community, having those conversations started with other people based off of conversations that we have. And I'm hoping that other people will have these conversations and just create that chatter.
I love the feedback and connecting, you know, with people who have listened to some of our episodes. And a lot of times it's just unknowingly for me, like it's a really interesting reality, I guess, that, you know, for us, like, it's almost like, it feels like a capsule almost, right? To have these conversations and to kind of go back. And sometimes I actually re-listen to some things because it's like you said, like it's saying things out loud. So it's almost, you know, in that manner. I have to share something about tonight though, and maybe this will lead into another podcast. And it doesn't really have to do with anything other than the fact that you just started talking about our kids. And, you know, what's really neat about the school too, is that there's almost this mentality of like, you can try things and you can change things. And our oldest, you know, like she loves following rules. It's probably why she also loves school so much. But I think that was one thing that really shocked us is she came home and she said, you know, I'm not doing choir anymore and I'm going to try something else. I can't remember what the something else is, but I was thinking, I was like, that sounds great, you know, but I was thinking inside my head, like, wow, she's actually going to not like withdraw, but like she's going to stop something and start something new. So I thought, how interesting is that for like that safe space to be able to do that. So the environment there must be just so amazing in that sense and like a great indication of that, which was a squirrely thought because I was going to tell you something else, but I feel like you have something to expand on in that. So I'll just give you that space and then I'll tell you the story after.
No, I mean, again, I think it's a great story or lesson is that, like, even in within a school year, right, that confined space of whatever is given to them, right? Because, you know, you look at a calendar year, look at a school year, whatever it may be, is you can make updates or changes even in the middle, right? So, like, you would think, like, oh, I'm going to stick out choir for the full year and then I'm going to make a change. Or, you know, so it really ties in well to making an update whenever it suits you. And it suited her to say, like, I feel that I've completed what I needed from this choir community within school. And now I want to shift my energy to focusing on arts and doing, you know, whether it's, you know, I'm pretty sure it's like visual arts club, to take that and make updates to my next objective, right? And it was, I guess, the shocking part was just like realizing that she even knew within a school year that you can make that change. That interests me. I'm not waiting. I want to make this now. And it was really cool to see and hear.
That was really cool. That's right. It was about visual arts. Okay, you ready to hear my story that has nothing to do with anything we talked about, but a great story to maybe end us off?
Always. Always.
Okay. So spending some time with our oldest as she's kind of falling asleep and, you know, going to bed. And I love these moments at night, although, like, for fellow parents out there with younger ones, it can be sometimes like a stressful part of the evening, but it's an interesting part of the evening where I feel like all these thoughts end up coming out, right? So anyways, we're saying goodnight. And she just said something along the lines of like, I love you so much, mommy. You are just like the best and you're so awesome or something like that. And I said, you're so awesome. And sometimes, you know, we get in this like kind of funny back and forth. And she goes, I think I know why I might be so awesome. And I said, oh, okay, what's that? She goes, I think I learned it from you. And I said, you know, I think I know why I'm so awesome. And she goes, why is that? And I said, I think I learned it from you. And she was like a little confused. And she was like, really? But you were born before me. And I said, well, you know, what's interesting is that we can all learn from one another. Doesn't mean that because you're the oldest or whatever it may be that, you know, like I'm older than you. Yes. Like, you know, obviously good observation. Like I was born before you. I'm your mom. But that doesn't mean that I also can't learn from you. So anyways, it was a really interesting moment. And I feel like I have more to say about that. Because it also reminded me of the Bluey episode. There's a lot of Bluey that we watched. I don't even know. Can I say Bluey in a podcast? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. But love it. And it reminded me of the Born Yesterday episode. And it's so good. And if you haven't seen it, maybe you should go watch it. But I don't know if it's like connected or not, but just reminded me of that. So that is my little story to maybe end us off. Unless you have something to say about that.
Yeah. No, it's 100% connected because the lesson of that episode for me, and I'm sure other people have different lessons, is that like his kids were teaching him about the world. And because he was born yesterday, they knew more about the world than he did. But the moral for me is that that can apply even if you weren't born yesterday. Because every day there's an opportunity to learn from anybody else, whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your partner, whether it's, you know, whoever is in your community. Having the growth mindset to learn, to want to learn, to be open to learning is how you make your you year a great year. And that's how I feel like that episode ties into your conversation tonight. So thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back. Even though we've left, I hope that you haven't left us, or if you wanted to come back and you've been waiting for us, thank you for waiting. We truly appreciate this community. You can hopefully now understand how much it means to us. It is part of who we are now, and sharing these stories really does help us grow and make our U year even better. So we look forward to having more consistent conversations, interesting conversations, and hearing your feedback. So again, thank you for listening, and life is better with you, and we look forward to talking to you again next time.